Hi there. The word for you today is, what kind of example are you? In 1 Timothy 4 verse 12 we read, be an example in love. Jesus said in Luke 6 verse 35, and I quote, love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High. For he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. You know, such words bring us to our knees, for we fall far short of practicing them. The pastor of a large church tells of being on an elevator one day with a drunk man who was throwing up. The pastor couldn't wait to get off. All the way to his room he kept thinking about this man and criticizing him. Later that night, God spoke to him, and this is what he said. You laughed at that man, but I loved him enough to die for him. And suddenly, the pastor realized his attitude. What's your attitude? The same sunshine that melts the butter hardens the clay. And when you constantly deal with people's problems, as leaders, and particularly Christian leaders do, will either make you callous or compassionate. In spite of his disappointment in people, Jesus never lost his sense of compassion. Listen to me, love isn't a fiery catch. It's a virtue you're supposed to practice every day. And there's a divine dimension to this kind of love. In Romans 5 verse 5, Paul writes, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. You can't reach into the well of your own emotions and find the love we're talking about here. You can only take the love of God that's been poured into your heart by His Spirit and share that love with others. And if you are to serve God successfully, may I say, you must have regular transfusions of His love.